Welcome to episode number 88 of Gary King's Inconvenient Truth, where Gary presents videos and clips I don't know are coming. In this case, there are two exceptions, rather extraordinary, as you will appreciate. Today, we are loaded for bear. Gary.
Yeah, the old saying, we're not sure where to start. Nothing applies more than this time, for sure. All right, we're going to start out with Jimmy Dore and Biden.
I'm going to show you this video, and you tell me what seems odd about it. So here comes Joe Biden. First of all, he's walking really briskly. And is it me, or is he 6 inches taller than he normally is? He looks about six, because he's supposed to be 6 feet tall. But his wife usually isn't that short. Is this like the training school for Joe Biden body doubles? Is that what this is? Because look where she is. Look where she is, right? So she's like barely up to his shoulder. But right here, look how. Am I right? Looks like somebody's been going to Robert De Niro's shoe store. You know what I'm talking about? Am I right? I mean.
Wow, that's considerably different. That's considerably.
Look how tall this guy is.
Yeah, she has heels on right
She's
now.
Got her heels on. Lots of young people don't get it, but I'm telling you, taking a good shit can change your life. Especially when you are full of shit, like Joe Biden. Am I wrong about this? Look how much taller he looks than her right there. As they walk shoulder to shoulder, her head barely comes up to his shoulder. Look at that. Am I wrong?
All right, you
I've
want to stop
seen
the
various
clip?
Photos of them right now.
Hey, look at here. Look at that. Are you kidding me? There's another one.
Oh.
Look how. So she's in heels. She's 5'6". He's 6 feet. That's how she comes up to him. That's not where she is here. Look at that. She's barely up to his shoulder. And I'll show you one more. So Bibi Netanyahu is 1.84. So he's like 6'1". Joe Biden is a solid, that's 6 feet. So he's like six. So Bibi is like 6 feet and then 1 centimeter maybe. Joe Biden is a solid 6 feet. Well, then explain this fucking picture to me. Is BB also shrinking as is his sphere of influence?
Huh.
Or did somebody insert a spine into Joe Biden? Which is it? Isn't that weird? Joe Biden's supposed to be shorter than Benjamin Netanyahu. And here they are at the White House. What in the F is going on? I mean, I don't want to get into a dick measuring contest, but these two guys are total dicks. Look how much taller he looks.
Wow. How does that happen? Is he drinking that, what is it, bone broth?
You tell me. I'm just saying that he definitely looks a lot. Well, how could he be this much taller than Benjamin Netanyahu if they're both, Benjamin Netanyahu is supposed to be a centimeter taller than him. So here we go deep. Watch this. Did I ever show you this? You know, they have these masks now that are
Father,
just.
Then police will down. Be fully aware.
Turn it down. Did you ever see this? They have these now. A lady from the CIA wore one of these masks and fooled President Bush. That's a mask. Now, I'm not saying that's a mask. I'm saying, why is he so much taller than he normally is? Why is he so much taller than this? Now, crazy people will say that's a mask. I'm not saying that. That's what crazy people say. I'm not saying that. That's what a crazy person would say. I'm showing you an example of why someone would say that. Explain that picture to me. This is their heights. Joe Biden's shorter than Benjamin Netanyahu. How could he be that much taller than him? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's
crazy. That's,
at the very least, that's weird.
Yes, agreed.
At the very least, it's weird.
We're back, Gary. We're good.
At the very least, Jimmy.
Listen. There's no mystery about it. They're rubbing our face in it. This is yet another Biden double, okay? And I'll bet he's actually cognitively competent. Look at that stride Jimmy Dore noticed. When I first saw this, I said, that guy looks like a basketball player. He didn't look anything like Joe Biden. So Jimmy Dore may be reluctant to say it, but I'm telling you, this is another body double. And look at the arrogance. They just move forward. You got Jill in the background applauding. This is a monstrous fraud. It takes us back to the joke, you know, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes, right? I mean, there it is. They're telling us this is Joe. If this were Joe, he wouldn't have had to resign because of his cognitive decline, I guarantee you. This is some monster version. It was the best they could do. And the American people are such suckers and saps. Suckers and saps. Even when Jimmy Dore and I call it out, Gary, most are just going to accept. They're going to say, oh, it's just a camera angle. But it's not a camera angle. This guy is 3 or 4 inches taller. It's very analogous to the death and replacement of Paul McCartney, Gary, which I have documented in spades. It turns out that the replacement, after Paul died on 9/11, 1966, who was named Billy Shears. He was even introduced with fanfare in the Sgt. Pepper album, the one and only Billy Shears, William Shepard. He was known as the man of 1,000 voices. He could imitate anyone's voice. He was also a brilliant musician, but he's 4 inches taller than Paul. So we have photographs of Paul with Jane Asher, to whom he was engaged. And we have false Paul, with Jane Asher, and he towers over, just as this new Biden towers over Jill. Gary, some people just won't believe their very eyes. It's just outrageous. That was a Richard Pryor joke, right? Where the wife walks in on the husband, and he's in bed with his girlfriend, and she gets up, and she gets dressed and gets out of Dodge, and he casually gets dressed and sits down and starts reading the paper, and she's standing there in disbelief, and he, you know, she confronts him with it and says, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes, when he denies it? I mean, that's where we're at. American, never underestimate the gullibility of the American people, Gary. Thank you for including this clip.
Yeah, good clip. All right, next, I want everyone to really watch this clip because it really says it all.
Hello, Milwaukee! Let me hear you cheer if you support Israel. Let me hear you cheer if you support Israel. Now, if someone tried that at the Democrats' convention, they'd be booed off the stage. But here, at the Republican convention, we proudly and loudly stand with Israel. This election is a critical moment for the American Jewish community and for Israel. This is our chance to continue the incredible pro-Israel legacy of the most pro-Israel president in history, Donald J. Trump. President Trump, among his many accomplishments, many of which they said couldn't be done, but he did it, He moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. They said it couldn't be done, but he weakened the Iranian regime. They said it couldn't be done, but he delivered the historic Abraham Accords, bringing us closer to peace in the Middle East. With President Trump, we will repair and rebuild the U.S.-Israel relationship that has deteriorated after four disastrous years under President Biden. Now, today, 9 months after the historic Hamas attacks, shockingly, President Biden is still withholding critical arms that Israel needs to defend itself. Boo. America must stand with Israel and against the terrorists, especially Iran. We must stand with the Israeli people. Now, my message here today to the Jewish community is clear. There is only one pro-Israel party, and it's the Republican Party. And here at home, under Donald Trump, we will put a stop to the rising tide of anti-Semitism. President Trump will bring back law and order so that American Jews can once again wear a kippah and walk the streets without fear. President Trump will stop the mobs on the college campuses so Jewish students feel safe when they go to class. The Jewish community is ready to help elect Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. The Jewish vote continues to increase for Republicans year after year, and I promise you 2024 will be no different. So let me ask all of you, who will best stand up to the Hamas sympathizers and the squad? Donald Trump! Who will best stand with Israel? Donald Trump! Who will make sure Jews feel safe and secure? Thank you, RNC, for the opportunity to speak today, and thank you, President Trump, for your commitment to elevating Jewish American voices. Together, unified, we will win. Am Yisrael Chai!
Okay, one thing I would like to say before you start is he said that if they would have said, you know, who supports Israel at the DNC, they would not have booed anybody off the stage. I wanted to say that.
Gary, this is as repulsive as anything I've witnessed in my entire life. The conversion into the Republican Party under Donald Trump into a Jewish cheering squad is despicable. You can go so far with friends. If your dearest friend is about to commit a savage rape and murder, you should not support them. They have slaughtered Palestinians. They've been found guilty of genocide by the International Criminal Court. Israel doesn't even have the right to exist as a state, and that this should be happening. I'm also appalled that he chose J.D. Vance. This guy's a more extreme Zionist than Donald Trump. He's received every award in the book. You see him proudly standing behind his Tree of Life Award and a whole host of others that, by my understanding, are only given to Jews. So I got to tell you, frankly, I had not seen this presentation before. But it leads me to the verge of disavowal of the Republican Party and repudiation of Donald Trump. This is disgusting beyond belief, Gary. Disgusting beyond belief. I'm very grateful you included that today.
Yeah, J.D. Vance is as pro-Israel as they get, and I do have a clip later on to show that. All right, this is just a screenshot here. I'm going to read it to you. Obibi here is saying that the assassination was actually Iran. If they do assassinate President Trump, which is a possibility, I hope that America obliterates Iran, wipes it off the face of the earth. If that does not happen, America's leaders will be considered gutless cowards.
This is another reason why I'm having to reassess my estimate of Donald Trump. This is an outrageous remark. Iran may be the only great peace-loving nation in the world, certainly the greatest. It has not launched a war of aggression against any other state since 1775, Gary. Just to put that in historical context, the Constitution was ratified in 1787. George Washington was elected our first president in 1789. So for longer than the United States has existed as a constitutional republic, Iran has not launched a war of aggression against any other state. It has, of course, appropriately defended itself, especially against the onslaught from Iraq, which was encouraged by the United States, that caused as many as a million on each side. But that was the United States meddling in the Middle East on behalf of Israel. And this despicable figure, Netanyahu, came to the United States to manipulate the Congress, encouraging them to go to war against Iran. Why? Because Iran, like the other modern Arab state prior to 9/11, served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region and in order to extend Israeli influence, in order to develop the greater Israel of Zionist aspiration from the river to the sea. Here we're talking about on the Israeli map, there are two blue lines. Those represent the Tigris, Euphrates, and the Nile. Israel claims all that land, or so it desires. Includes big chunks of Saudi Arabia, of Iraq, all of Jordan, all of Lebanon, and a host of other territory, including of Egypt. It's monstrous, it's foul, it is evil. And the very idea that this Bibi the Butcher would be invited to speak before Congress is as though during World War II, Adolf Hitler were invited to speak before the United States Congress. We've known forever Congress was Israeli occupied territory. It's just never been so blatant and rubbed in our face, Gary, just outrageous.
All right, we've got a silent clip here. This is the Times of Israel talking about J.D. Vance. So you want to go ahead and read that, Dr. Fetzer?
Congratulations to J.D. Vance on his selection as President Trump's running mate. A powerful and inspiring ticket if ever there was one. On to victory in November. And here you have Vance at the wailing ball. Play it, Gary.
Yeah, it's a silent clip. It'll go. You just have to read it as it goes along. It's only 40 seconds. All right.
He has spoken ardently in favor of giving Prime Minister Netanyahu's government the political space to determine on its own how to operate, be it with its judicial overhaul last year or the prosecution of its war against Hamas. Let me mention, that judicial overhaul was Netanyahu trying to revise the Constitution of Israel to benefit himself politically from prosecution for corruption. The people who say they love democracy are actively pressuring Israel to give up their democracy to judicial supremacy. Israel is not a democracy. Less than 10 years ago, they had the opportunity to vote whether Israel should be a Jewish state or a democratic state. They chose to be a Jewish state. They had an apartheid state. They are not a democracy. Almost all of the democracy worship in Washington is from elites who hate when the people dare to disagree with them. Vance tweeted in March 2023, tearing into Biden for criticizing Netanyahu's effort to radically curb the Israeli legal branch's power to benefit himself. Gary, this is disgusting, disgusting.
A little bit more.
Vance again repudiated Biden's Gaza war policy in a May interview with CNN, arguing the U.S. should not be dictating to Israel how it should be fighting against a Hamas terror group following the latter's October 7th massacre. So, yes, the United States should be supporting genocide by all means. I think that our attitude vis-a-vis the Israelis should be, look, we're not good at micromanaging Middle Eastern wars. The Israelis are our allies. Let them prosecute this war the way they see fit, even if it involves violations of international law, war crimes, the Geneva Convention, the Hague Convention. Listen, this J.D. Vance is a despicable person. I was appalled when Trump nominated him. I'm now having a problem whether I can even vote for Trump as a lesser of two evils, because this is not a good man. This is not the man I have supported in the past. This is a man who's sold out to Israel and is nothing but a Netanyahu stooge, Gary. I am dismayed. I am appalled. I am horrified.
Yeah, I don't even really know what to say about all that. It's just so blatantly obvious who runs the show. Okay, this is our Olympic Games opening ceremony.
Don't miss out. Follow One India for real-time updates.
All right. Wow.
Opposing the absurdity of violence through mockery? That's absurd. This is mocking Christianity. This is a disgusting display. Totally unacceptable. Paris is going to suffer massively in the eyes of the world. This is such an insult. We in America have a First Amendment that endorses freedom of speech, freedom of the press, but also freedom of religion. You're entitled to endorse your religious beliefs. This was ridiculing Christianity and promoting all forms of sexual perversion. Gary, again, I mean, we're being subjected, having our noses rubbed in Jewish excrement. And mind you, the promotion of pornography, transgenderism, awe, sex, gender-changing surgery, and the like, believe me, that's a Jewish attempt to undermine the mores of the United States, to advance the destruction of our identity as a nation. It's a form of cultural Marxism. Unbelievably vile, disgusting. Mahatma Gandhi observed that he had studied all of the world's religions, and with one exception, they had virtues about them. He said the only religion in which he found no redeeming merit was Judaism. And I'm beginning to think he got it right.
All right. Now here's a few comment about that stuff. Here's Candace. Oops, sorry. We'll get that back in 1 second. Get the wrong one. Okay, here we go. Candace, I'm starting to like her more and more.
Are you anti-Semitic?
No, I'm not anti-Semitic.
Go on.
Go on with what? You asked me a question. I answered it.
You said
I don't need to launch into defense of myself because I'm just not anti-Semitic. There's nothing that I hear that I need to add. I guess today anti-Semitism, the definition keeps expanding. And now I guess it means if you don't fall over yourself every time Bibi Netanyahu speaks, they're just going to call you an anti-Semite. Nope, I'm a Christian. Kids being bombed is upsetting to me. And I have a right to say that without being called an anti-Semite. This is the nation of Israel is not Judaism. It's a nonsense to suggest that we can critique, as we did earlier, talking about Joe Biden, that we can critique our own president and nobody cares because we should. You should be able to hold leaders and their decisions and their feet to the fire. And then to say that if you do the exact same thing over what Bibi Netanyahu's actions are, then you're somehow anti-Semitic.
Okay, I understand that. And I don't disagree. I think you can criticize and analyze the actions of the Israeli government, the IDF, and also Bibi Netanyahu.
Okay, Dr. Fetzer.
Not thereby qualifies anti-Semitic. Candace Owens is wonderful. She's brilliant. She's beautiful. She's marvelously articulate. I love her, Gary. You could play clips of Candace Owens for the whole show and you would not hear a peep complaint from me. I thought she said it very well. We have the right to criticize Israel. And the American Congress is going so far as to have a non-binding resolution that any criticism of Israel is ipso facto by that form itself anti-Semitic, which is simply absurd. If you look at my debunking of the Holocaust go to jameshfetzer.org and look for Jim the Conspiracy Guy, the 65 shows, you'll find in my critique of the Holocaust, it ends with an interview with Amy Goodman with a former education minister from Israel. And when Amy asks her about anti-Semitism, she says, it's a trick. We always use it. If there's criticism of Israel in Europe, we bring up the Holocaust. If there's criticism of Israel in the United States, we call it anti-Semitism. She admitted. It's no more authentic and has no more basis than the Holo hoax. There weren't even any gas chambers. They were using Zyklon B to kill body lice on the inmates to maintain their health. Why? Because you can't get work out of a corpse. These are labor camps. Look at the blueprint for Auschwitz. It included a concert hall, a woodworking shop, a hospital with OBGYN facilities, think about it. We've been told they were offloaded from cattle cars, stripped naked, crowded into these chambers and gassed to death upon arrival. What in the world would be a role of OBGYN facilities? Would you believe there are even brothels? There's even a brothel there. Why? Because a general had convinced Hitler that the men would work harder if they would be rewarded with sex, and he bought it. Hundreds, perhaps even 1,000 children were born in these camps. And when they were released, they were healthy, they were fit, they were in good spirits, they had not been abused. It's grotesque, Gary, the lies that have come from Zionists, from Jews, now supported by Israel. Don't let yourself be played.
Okay, boy, I'm sure the Israeli Times love our show. Okay. All right, this is Kamala Harris prepping Joe for the big debate.
All right, don't be nervous. All right, just try to follow the teleprompter as best you can. All right, we're going to do our best. Listen to your earpiece, okay? Me and Barack, we're all going to be right behind you telling you what to say. All right, don't fuck it up. Stick firm on the plan. All right? We're the ones that did that. No, we know he did it, but we're taking the credit for it. Snap out of it. With the cap to insulin. All right, remember we undid that because he did it first, and then we went ahead and pretended like we did it. You remember that? Yeah, no, don't admit that. Yeah, we want the American public to think that we're the good guys. All right, hold still. You're bleeding from your nose again. Yeah, don't scream. All right, make sure you don't go crazy raising your voice. We don't want the American public to know how much meds you're on. Yeah, your brain is rotting. Yeah, I told them not to go too heavy. Now, this is an important debate, all right? Yeah, don't be nervous. And besides, if you fuck up, I'll take your seat. Yeah, just stay away from anything that makes me and you look burdened by what has been, okay? Don't bring up the Middle East. Don't talk about Ukraine, okay? The Afghanistan withdrawal, don't bring that up, all right? You fucked that up. No, don't talk about the border. Let's see. Don't talk about Hunter. Oh, God, we really are fucked. All right, that should do it. Look at me. All right, that's gonna be good enough. We'll get makeup and hair to come in and fix you up. They have the professional makeup. This isn't good enough. We're gonna need duct tape to hold up your skin. Just stall, right? You know, just stall as long as you can. They're doing a 1 minute delay so I can run up and smack the shit out of you if I need to, okay? You look disgusting. All right, that's good enough. Don't be shy. I don't mind. That's what teammates are for. All right. You look good. Are you dry? Do you need more Desitin? I know he scares you. I know. He scares me too. All right, but you need to get through this. You need to do it for America. All right, you look about 97 instead of 99. That's good enough.
Oh, that was good. That was good, Gary. That was really, really good. Don't talk about Ukraine. Don't talk about Israel. Don't talk about the border. Don't talk about Hunter. Gee, we're really effed. Yeah, she got it right. They were really effed. Remember, it was Barack who said, never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up, Gary. That's what he said about Joe. Now he and Michael are endorsing Kamala. Listen. There are already articles of impeachment for her failure to invoke the 25th Amendment to take Biden out when he was no longer cognitively competent. And her role as a border czar. In fact, the Democrats are flipping out when people remind, when the Republicans or the media remind the people that she was designated by Biden to be the border czar. If there's any issue about which the American people are upset, it's the border. And there she is, a very big target. This is not going to go well for the Democrats. They got a honeymoon period where there's a brief bomb in public appreciation. The Democrats are trying to spin it to say, make abortion the centerpiece of their campaign. My wife has told me there are more women voters in America than men. That's absolutely true. So they're going to play it all out. They're going to pivot away from the race strategy to the sex strategy and say, we got to put down those evil men represented by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Unfortunately, they are evil men. That gives the Democrats something to run on. But Kamala can't cut it. They're going to have to replace her. She appears to be an anchor baby. She was born in the U.S., but neither of her parents were American citizens, and therefore, or so I have been told, she cannot qualify as a natural-born citizen and is therefore not qualified to be president of the United States. There are those who have suggested they're going to bring in Gavin Newsom and governor of California, but Newsom and Harris are both from California, and the Constitution precludes having both candidates from the same state. It was similar with Trump and DeSantis. Because they're both from Florida, they could not both appear on the ticket. What are they going to do? I think Hillary is itching to get into the fray. I think Barack would love to run Michelle. And if that happens, we'll find out how the American people feel about voting for a man with breast implants as their commander-in-chief, Gary. That's where things stand.
Ooh, we are in trouble. All right, OBB came to Washington, and not everyone was happy.
Stop bombing, because they're now.
I'm a Palestinian. I mean, that's my main thing of being here, is that my people are dying. My family members have perished, you know?
We are here as people to draw a red line as Biden crossed his supposed red line. And I'm tired of watching a genocide unfold on my phone.
Understand that this is an important issue for especially young Americans. And if politicians don't become more... Don't become a priority, that that'll cost them our vote.
Members of Congress, I now have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you His Excellency Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel. Thank you.
The day after we defeat Hamas, a new Gaza can emerge. My vision for that day is of a demilitarized and de-radicalized Gaza. Israel does not seek to resettle Gaza, but for the foreseeable future, we must retain overriding security control there to prevent the resurgence of terror, to ensure that Gaza never again poses a threat to Israel.
Okay, Dr. Fesser.
That was an excellent clip. And of course, the First Amendment also guarantees the right for American citizens to petition the government for redress of grievances. That's what was happening here. Properly understood, that was what was happening on January 6th at the Capitol, where Donald Trump would encourage his followers to peacefully and patriotically protest against the theft of the election. It was cleverly timed by Nancy Pelosi to disrupt the initiation of discussion of evidence of theft of the election, so that never took place. Congress adjourned, and when they reconvened, they moved forward to tally the vote, where Mike Pence betrayed the nation by not acknowledging that many states had sent dueling slates of electors to send them back to the state for resolution. So the corruption of our government is simply overwhelming at this point, Gary. And it could hardly be more exemplified than by allowing this Bibi the Butcher to address the American people. I am appalled. I am dismayed. I am sickened. This is not the America for which I served as an officer in the U.S. Marine Corps. This is not the America in which I have lived my entire life. We've reached a point where our own nation is virtually unrecognizable in terms of the principles upon which it was founded. We have disgraced ourselves, and I see no imminent solution. At one point, I believe Donald Trump was going to set the ship of state aright. I no longer believe that, Gary. I'm sorry to say I no longer believe it. I'm afraid he's a con man who's played us for suckers and saps. Sad to say.
All right. Got Razor Fist, one of our favorite guys.
Ladies, gentlemen, pill popping pronoun people, Joe Biden has dropped out of the race. Quick, somebody tell him.
My fellow Americans, I want to take a moment to address some of the hateful shit you've been talking about me. Many of you have said I am suffering from brain worms or that I have applesauce for brains. Well, I won't mince words, so here it is. Fuck you. You're all a bunch of faggots. End of quote. Repeat the line. So enjoy President Cackles or President Booty Juice. I really don't give two fucks anymore. Biden out.
Before I begin obloviating, a moment of silence, if you will, for the poor, put-upon prick who's been printing Biden ballots for the past 3 months. Our thoughts and pinko prayers are with you, Xi Jinping. Hopefully you insisted on being paid up front. You ever make a prediction so far ahead of the curve you actually lap the earth and end up being behind it? That's a rough approximation of how I feel at present, wondering if I should have waited 3 additional days to drop my last video entitled Is It Finally Jover? One RNC convention later, the most memorable keynote speaker of such was none other than the Hulkster. It's clear the momentum is firmly entrenched on T-Money's side.
But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero? And they tried to kill the next president of the United States. Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again!
Only for Samoa Joe Biden to drop out before their WrestleMania showdown. And so, in keeping with the WWE theme, it appears it'll be the Ugandan giant Kamala who will cash in the money in the bank briefcase and ascend to the office of presidential puppet. So how did we get from riding with Biden to abandon Brandon? Simple. This was their only recourse. Well, their second to only recourse, their first and preferred recourse, came in projectile form, namely Trump's new 5.56 caliber ear piercing. Anyone else find it odd Biden delayed until after the unsuccessful assassination attempt to finally hit the bricks? What's it been, a month since Biden bit the big one on national TV during that debate? Why the delay, Uncle Bad Touch? What were you waiting for, I wonder? Why did it take 20-plus days and out-of-nowhere bullseye remark followed immediately after by an errant assassin's bullet to finally get you to shamble off to the convalescent home when we could see this arch-lich's phylactery was a-crackin' all the way back in 2015 in the immortal words of Star Trek DS9's Garrick.
I believe in coincidences. Coincidences happen every day. But I don't trust coincidences.
Really gets the old walnuts a-whirlin', don't it, Razor Force? Ironically, the least surprising element of all this backroom butt stuff is the one most people appear to be having the most difficulty biting the pillow and taking, namely, the DNC's choice of replacement puppet, old wine cooler Kamala. But to anyone at all who joins the Razor Force either on the offensive or every Friday in the arcade, this is about as unexpected as a Clinton witness with a limestone hat. The DNC's single solitary play, as I've explained in detail for several months, is to run Kamala, a woman, minority, and sole inheritor of any of the campaign pesos previously accrued by the Chester-in-Chief, with the most ideal attack vector being me woman, me save abortion. And the only operative issue with that approach? is that it's 2 years too late. Roe v. Wade's been dead so long, if it were a child, Biden wouldn't even bother showering with it. And public opinion absolutely reflects this fact. I have it on good authority from candidates currently running in the race that most internal polls show barely 18% of the electorate passionately support killing kids on a national level. Worse still, Trump took that arrow out of his opponent's quivers by remediating the issue to the states. In short, the only person in the race who actually wants the federal government to tell women what they can or can't do with their bodies is Kamala Harris. If that seems like a sound strategy on a national level, with Trump polling as much as, what, 7 points ahead in the most competitive swing states, and some of those states, such as Ohio, defanging the issue entirely by already passing their own abortion provisions previously, well, by all means, Napoleon, carry on to Waterloo.
All right, Dr. Fetzer.
What a brilliant guy. What a fascinating satirist. He's wonderful. Really intrigued, Gary, by what he's got to say. I understand why he's one of your favorites. Excellent throughout. Very, very nice. Well done. Well done. Well done. And Kamala, you know, they're going to play this woman's strategy, but I don't think Kamala is even going to be nominated at the convention. I think we're going to have a catfight. Maybe better described as a dogfight between Hillary and Michelle to see who actually is able to benefit from the demise of Joe Biden. But what do they do with this new guy once he starts talking? I mean, you just watch him walking. Biden did these little shuffle steps, and he had a totally rigid backbone, which happens to be a symptom of Parkinson's, by the way. This guy strides effortlessly. I got to hear him speak because Biden had this little soft, you know, no expression, totally unlike the real Joe Biden. Go back to 2007, for example. He's very articulate. He's very expressive. Uses his hands a lot, just as do I. He was an impressive speaker. This guy is, that is to say, the one who apparently just died. Let me give you the sequence. He's more like a talking cadaver. I had a call into my show on Revolution Radio a couple days ago that when the monitoring Air Force One, that when Biden was about to land in Las Vegas, a pilot reported they had a dead body aboard. They had to return to Washington, D.C. Well, there's only one dead body that would have justified not landing in Las Vegas. That is, if it were Biden himself. So that's why we didn't see him for a couple of days. And now they're bringing out the best they can do a Biden double that's 4 inches taller. He walks in a completely different manner. And I haven't heard him speak as yet, Gary, but I guarantee he's not going to display the cognitive decline of the guy who so embarrassed himself at the debate because he's not the same guy. So thank you for that. What a brilliant, brilliant guy this satirist turns out to be.
All right, here we go. This is another little parody clip.
Thank you, I'm okay. Everything's okay. This was all planned. That's why I'm going to pump my fist now. Everyone whose life is in danger just does a photo op. I know that's the first thing all of you would do after being shot at. Stand up and raise your fist like you're 100% positive there will be no more incoming fire in your position. We needed to do this to boost the ratings. A lot of people weren't believing in elections anymore. And after Operation Warp Speed, I really needed people to believe that I was on their side again. But don't worry, there will be hundreds of hours of conspiracy for all of you to look into about how this isn't what the mainstream media is presenting and all the secret societies and foundations are behind this. And then I'll fuck you over again for the next 4 years, and this will all be a distant memory. If the controllers really wanted me gone, they could have done it quietly through a heart attack gun or a plane crash or hijacking my vehicle and Michael Hastings my ass through a concrete wall or any other number of ways with plausible deniability, but instead they did it in the most public-facing way possible while at the same time CNN and all these other left-leaning organizations are now admitting about Joe Biden what they denied for years. Along with not being able to stop talking about me for the past 4 fucking years I wasn't in office and the fact that I've been publicly put on trial like 100 times. Definitely no coordination and collusion in any of this. And if you say otherwise, you're totally nuts. This isn't just one big media event to harvest the maximum amount of louche from everyone. just watch how 90% of the people who lost faith in me will now do a 180. And at the end of my upcoming term, which is pretty obvious at this point, I will do a new big event. Maybe another fake pandemic, or maybe we could do a fake collapse of the United States for a couple months to put the new banking system in. People will believe anything nowadays. I argued with my handlers that I should have used ketchup for my new ear holes, but they said that might be too much and to give it a couple years. They're thinking about getting rid of presidential terms and just having me and Joe Biden swap places every 4 years. I mean, who really gives a fuck at this point? Maybe I'll do another interview with Dr. Phil. You dumb cunts will really buy anything I sell, won't you? Theodore Roosevelt also got shot and went on to deliver a speech. This goofy reality just can't resist using the same scripts over and over again. It's just all so fake and gay. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Fuck you, Rose.
All right.
Well, you know, it is true.
Oh,
Gary, and I'm to be frozen.
Yeah.
That Teddy Roosevelt was shot and went ahead and gave a speech with a bullet inside him. But this thing with Donald Trump, that's a wonderful parody. That brings out so many aspects of what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, Gary. I love it. Yes. Mm-hmm. You've been shot at. You had your ear pierced. The first thing you're going to do is get up and raise your fist and make yourself a big target again. The whole thing was controlled, manipulated, staged, a fan. Fascinating. I love it. Satire is successful when it's rooted in truth. This satire is brilliant. And I'm sorry to say, rooted in very disturbing truths. Gary, well done. Great clip.
All right. I guess we'll just call the show there. You lost your video, and we've been really tearing it up today, so we'll just call it a little bit early. It's been Inconvenient Truths, and we'll see you next week.